This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We will spin the category wheel. We will spin the category. Thank you.
You say we a lot.
Ted will spin the category wheel. Is that the difference?
There you go, dude.
If I change that one word.
I don't see your hand on it.
No, that's a good point. I do say we. It is you. Ted will spin the category wheel. Oh, there it is.
You got it now, Doc.
Then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Justin, who thought Guy Fawkes was just a good-looking man in his 60s, and found a way to answer 8 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,327. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is back. He's going to keep you from dying today with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. The 10 most dangerous foods in your fridge on the way at 4:30.
Oh, boy.
You got them in there, too.
So this is not like oysters.
No.
Or sprouts or something.
Well, sprouts are always dangerous.
Yep.
You can just take the thrill approach and not eat them. right? I mean, yeah. Like, I don't think most people just have random oysters on the half shell sitting in the fridge. They didn't make the list.
Like raw milk or something?
Stuff like that. Just stuff you eat every day. Like, some of it just builds up
Bacteria
and stuff, and it just goes bad quicker.
Cool.
Most of these things are things you know because you probably sniff them.
Okay, that is good to know.
So, like milk's right up there. There's something else that I know. Like, it's just hard to get. No matter the research we do on this product, we all end up eating them all the time.
Okay.
Right. Okay. 10 the most dangerous foods in your fridge. Coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes on the way at 4:30. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummy of the year has been Justin. Took him 9 to get one right. And as we do when we play Big Dummy, like to do a little men's room poll. Last time was a listener submit a poll. And the idea, and I still can't find the guy's email, so thanks. I don't remember
thanks,
your
dude.
Name.
Dude.
Thanks, man. What is named after you?
Oh, right.
So your first option was a sex move. Also on the list, a cocktail named after you. A drink. A stadium or venue. And finally, a burger or sandwich. And believe it or not, as far as the poll goes, this one was fairly close. So in fourth place, 19% said stadium or venue. I kind of feel like the corporate world has kind of put a damper on that in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
As far as, you know, like thinking like, well, maybe my name will be on there for like 4 years. And then it'll change to some company that I've never heard of before.
What they do is they move you down to the field, right?
Yeah.
So it'd either be Miles Montgomery Stadium and then say AT&T wants to get in. Well, now it's AT&T Field at Miles Montgomery Stadium, or it's Miles Field at AT&T Stadium, you see.
Right.
We'll keep you there. You're just not getting top billing anymore.
Okay.
Correct. I think Maryland does that now.
Yeah, what is there?
Because it was always Bird, so now it's like, it's either Chase or HB... CU Field at Bird Stadium.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And some of them just don't... Like, what do the Ravens play at now?
M&T Bank.
It's still M&T?
It's still M&T Bank. They call it the bank, but the truth is, when M&T Bank took over the Ravens Stadium, God, probably late 90s, 2000, somewhere around there, no one in Baltimore had heard of this bank. I mean, nobody. And then we started calling it Miles and Thurl Bank, and we actually got a cease and desist from the Ravens.
We did, yeah.
Well, and Lumen, I mean, Lumen just changed their name.
Yo, what was it before Lumen? It was...
CenturyLink.
Right, Century. Mm-hmm. But Lumen was still CenturyLink. They just rebranded themselves, right? Okay.
Yeah. They rebranded. It was one of those Thursday or Sunday night games, and Russell Wilson, to his credit, company man, just was like, oh, I love playing here at Lumen Field. He dropped it like three times. I'm like, what is he talking about?
Mm-hmm. They must have given him some money.
Well, exactly. Sure. Exactly. I mean, say what you want. He was a company man.
Yes, yes.
In third place with 23% of the vote, Sex Move. You said you would like a sex move named after you. We also determined that there are no sex moves, as far as we know, actually named after a person or the inventor, so to speak.
Right, you might get a profession. You know, reverse cowgirl, but there's no one's name. Like Daisy May.
Right.
She made that special.
Exactly. In second place, 24%. You'd rather have a drink named after you than a sex move.
Okay.
So you'd rather have a cocktail.
Yeah, like Tom Collins.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly
right.
Well,
you can always get a drink.
But is Tom Collins the only one?
Arnold Palmer.
That's
John Taylor.
Shirley Temple.
Roy Rogers.
What the hell's in a Roy Rogers?
Isn't that a... that's a... I know this one.
You didn't know you'd ask.
What about a Rob Roy?
It's like
Roy?
A Jack Coke and Cherry, I think.
Okay. Like what's a Rob Roy?
I mean, it's a bar in Belltown.
Oh, Rob okay. Roy. I thought it was a drink.
It is a drink. It's a, it says here, scotch, whiskey, sweet vermouth, and dash of bitters.
Okay. Damn. Okay.
And number one, as far as what you'd like named after you, that would be the burger sandwich. 35% said if I could do one thing, it would be the burger or the sandwich. So this week, our poll is inspired by a group of hikers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They say plenty of people take psychedelics to enhance their experience while taking in some nature. That includes a couple of hikers who ate some shrooms during a visit to the Adirondack Mountains and ended up having a rough trip that led to them calling 911 to mistakenly report the death of a friend who was not, in fact, deceased. According to the Adirondack Explorer, a couple of people recently made the trek to the Cascade Mountain just outside of Lake Placid in upstate New York, and they took some mushrooms for a hike on May the 24th. However, they ended up having the textbook definition of a bad trip, as they called 911 to unfortunately report the death of a friend who joined them in the Adirondacks before a forest ranger was dispatched to the site where they said the body was. I'm going to go look for the body then. Things took a turn when the ranger arrived on the scene and spoke with the two hikers, who admitted they were lost during a conversation where the official quickly determined they were in an altered mental state. Stemming from mushrooms, they admitted that they had consumed. Ranger was able to determine the person who was supposedly dead was actually still alive after calling them to confirm that they picked up their phone. They were eventually escorted back to their campsite while their buddies were taken to an ambulance where they were also greeted by the New York State Police. It does not appear that the New York State Police arrested them or...
I don't think they're going to bother.
No charges were filed. On this little adventure.
You know the conversation went, fellas, come on.
Yeah.
Come on now. Come down from that high. Your buddy's fine.
Yeah, I mean, as far as...
Do not make us come out here again.
I don't know if it's necessarily a bad trip, but I've had trips that were real, real intense for, you know...
Yeah, for sure.
A few hours where I was just like, wow, this is a lot. You know, I'm going to have to just kind of sit down and try to gather my things.
Yeah.
Try to figure out what's going on. Then I'll make my move. And typically I made my move like an hour later or an hour and a half later, once I've felt comfortable enough just to be able to function. Now, they do say that things can go wrong when you're on shrooms. And you may have heard that psychedelics are enjoying a recent surge in popularity. Scientists have been using the, how do you say that?
Psilocybin?
Psilocybin. The, I know. when you read it, you're like, it's the active ingredient in these psychedelic mushrooms. They've been using it to treat addiction, depression, anxiety. But as they say, not every trip is a pleasant experience. And researchers are interested in figuring out a predictive model for what happens when psychedelics take people to dark places. So it's part of the study. They want to know what happens if you go to that area.
I don't think there's anything predictive. I think it depends solely on the person that has ingested the substance.
Yeah. I think environment matters. I talk to a lot of people that'll be like, I would never do it again. And I can almost to a T look at them and go, did you try them in college in a dorm room with like two buddies or your girlfriend? And they're like, how'd you know? Like, that's a horrible... Yes. You get stuck in a one dorm room like that, I would freak out.
Now, here is a study you'd want to be a part of. In a recent study, a team of researchers from Johns Hopkins University surveyed about 2,000 people who had challenging psychological experience, a.k.a. bad trips, while on shrooms. Now, the idea was to kind of help assess their safety for therapeutic use. So they did an online questionnaire that sounds a lot like a Yelp review for mushrooms. And the participants described their trips, rated their experiences, and discussed some of the negative psychological and emotional after effects. Here is what they found. They found that even if you have a bad trip, that can be quite good for you.
Mm-hmm.
They say among the participants studied, 84% say they benefited from the experience of a bad trip, despite reporting varying degrees of psychological distress. Now, they say you are in good company. If you think it's the worst, researchers asked the participants to rate the worst trip against the sum of their life's challenging experiences.
All right.
So about 28% said the trip was among the top five most challenging things they've ever been through.
Wow.
And about 11% said it was the hardest thing they've ever endured from a mental standpoint. But they said clearing your head might actually work. So nearly half the participants said that thinking soothing thoughts helped them snap out of a bad trip or at least mitigate the effects. Changing locations, back to what you were saying about the dorm room, also effective.
Yeah.
They also recommend
just being in nature helps a ton.
It goes a long way, man.
They also say that booze or more drugs won't help.
No.
So if you're drinking on top of it or you're doing other things, it's kind of hard to nail anything down as far as the one aspect of things. And they say if you're distressed or afraid does not mean that you're going to be paranoid. Paranoia had the weakest correlation to nearly every other factor of a bad trip. So that was a stigma, that psychedelics will make you paranoid or make you tweak out or whatever. They say, if you're feeling like you're going to die, that is weirdly a good thing. Contemplating when you'll part from this world and feeling paranoid ranked surprisingly as the lowest correlation among any two factors. Any feelings of death actually were correlated to spiritual significance, meaning that grappling with those feelings and considering the most crucial, they actually, you have a meaningful spiritual experience if that's where you believe you are. So being afraid is good too. So is going a little crazy. Bad trips, they say, are the same for both sexes. And people with psychiatric disorders maybe sometimes have worse experiences. So they did figure all this out from the study.
Just laughing. That'd be real sexist to be like, it's just bad because you're a chick.
Your chicks have bad trips, right, man.
Yeah. Guys are fine.
Okay.
So, why are you crying, bro?
What, where have you guys, situationally been where you have been tripping on mushrooms and just as far as the journeys go, where you've been, what you've done?
I've never had a bad trip on mushrooms, man. I've had some bad trips on acid. I've never had a bad trip on mushrooms. In fact, I can be in a good mood, it makes my mood better. I can be in a horrible mood, it makes my mood a good mood. Like when I'm on shrooms, I am perfectly happy and I want to get into stuff.
Okay. You
know, like, it's cool if you're in nature, but I could be in a prison. I'm still like, prison sucks, but I like it a little more.
Our thing was just getting out of walking basically the entire night and going on an adventure. So when I was in my younger 20s, we would do them. We walk the railroad tracks down along the river, end up in basically wandering around in the dead of night when nothing is going on. It's dead quiet.
And I think that's great.
And you're just exploring everything and going to places that you normally wouldn't go. Let's see what's down here. Let's go down by the river. I mean, hell, we go fishing every once in a while on
them. Sure, man.
Spend the entire night fishing for catfish at a lake. And basically just shooting the S, spending time drinking beer and hanging out. Waking up, basically leaving in the morning to go get breakfast. Because typically, you didn't eat all night.
Yeah.
You smoked way too many cigarettes and all those different things. So, today on the men's room poll, you are going to do one of these things on mushrooms. So you get to pick what your adventure is going to be. So
choose your own adventure.
The first adventure is you're going to go out for a night of doing karaoke. You will be in a bar. There will be a stage. There will be a microphone. You will get up. You will sing. You will watch the other performances. You're going to be basically doing karaoke for the night.
Even if I'm not tripping, that is very close to the bottom of my list.
Okay.
Ever.
Do you think you would sing better? In other words, do you think that you would find your voice?
No, I think I would sing more confidently. I think I would probably, as Ted does when he gets stoned, a lot of interpretive dance to the lyrics coming out of my mouth because I know it all mattered to me, but I do not know that I would be good. I would be comfortable.
Would you find your tone? Would you find your range? Would you figure out the...
If you can't sing this, it's like liquid courage, right? So you might be scared to talk to chicks and you got two shots in and you're going to talk to that beautiful woman at the end of the bar. And maybe your game's even a little better, but you're still ugly, you smell weird, and she's still not interested.
Okay, have you ever shot pool on mushrooms?
Yes.
Okay, it seems to me
that my best games.
Exactly. For some reason, the focus of what you're doing.
but it's geometry.
I know. I realize that, but I'm talking about all the, it's also, darts, anything. Whatever you're doing, for some reason, you just get a little better
laser
at it.
Laser focus.
I mean, that's really, what I like to clean saying, and high. Do you think that you could probably sing better because you're actually focused on the task at hand?
No. I think you would perform better. I think you would dance better. I think people might even be kind of moved by what you're doing on stage, but I think your voice would still be your voice. I think you would, maybe you swing for the fences a little more. Like, I can hit this high note that Robert Plant said. You can't, but you're going to go
for it. Could you pick up your bass and play something typically that you wouldn't?
Better, yes.
You would play better. If you recorded it and went back the next day, and you listened to it objectively, at what you did, we're like, wow, I don't really know what I did there because you're free-forming.
Yes.
What was that?
Absolutely.
And you could replicate that.
Ben, that's the problem, right? I mean, eventually you could replicate it by practicing it, but a lot of times that I have performed from my younger days to some fairly recent days, I have been in an altered state by the time you hit the stage whatever, right? And so in practice, you play it one way, and everyone knows what they're supposed to do, but when you're tripping, man, I can't explain it. It's like the instrument demands that it sings through you. So even though you're still kind of hitting your main parts, there's all this other crap you're doing. A lot of times I can go see a band or know which member might be tripping the hardest.
Okay.
Just if you've seen them enough, you're like, that guitar player just doesn't normally play like that. But they're owning this. They are tripping.
I've seen a bunch of people sing. They were fine at karaoke.
Okay.
I know they were on shrooms.
You do know.
Oh, for a fact.
Okay. I've never done karaoke in front of a group of people that I did not know. I mean, I might have gone up at Ryan's birthday party one year.
But have you ever done it sober?
But I've never done it like in Renton where there's like, 100 people that go every night. There and like there's professional people up there, essentially. Okay, choice
Do
number
we count
two.
Do New Originals is doing karaoke?
No, you're singing. You're actually
You got a whole band, right? Because you got other performers
but
with
I'm
you.
I'm singing somebody else's song.
Well, it's just...
You are. But again, now, look, it'd be different.
All right, if we're not counting that, then you're right. I've never sang karaoke sober.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I've never done it sober, no.
Choice number two, I'm not privy to this, but I know people who have done it. Mike, I believe you have. The escape room.
Oh, God, yeah.
Man. Okay. Now, what is the, how long does that session last?
Usually about an hour.
An hour.
They put you in for an hour.
Right. They'll put you into a room and you have an hour to quote-unquote escape. Again, for those of you that are claustrophobic, don't worry, you can get out at any time. But it's just a puzzle room, and then you solve one puzzle after the next to get you either into the next room.
Is this like a mini Squid Games? Without the threat of dying?
Without the death.
Yeah.
It's more like you're in a room. Like Mike said, they'll tell you, hey, man, you got 60 minutes to solve this escape room.
Right. They're brain puzzles. They're not, they're not like carving out a shape out of a candy cookie.
So in theory, you might be really good at this.
Absolutely.
On mushrooms. If you're tripping. Like for me, out of these picks today, tripping on mushrooms, just because I do enjoy mushrooms so much, and I would find an escape room hilarious if I'm tripping on mushrooms. One, just the paranoia of other people. But to your point, Miles, I get the feeling these brain teasers... You would just stand there with your hand on your chin for 2 minutes and be like, got it, fellas.
Yeah. If you could calm down enough in the escape room because you're supposed to, the thing about the escape room is nothing is as it seems. You know, you need to take pictures off the wall and look behind them and stuff like that. Like, it's that sort of a stuff, like, think outside the box.
Okay.
So if you can calm down enough, that might actually help.
I bet you we'd kill it.
I would suck.
Choice number three, and this is the one I'm kind of leaning toward the most, and I don't know why, but I think strategy would take over. Paintball. All right?
Yeah, there's a possibility.
There are two teams. You are in the woods. It's basically, essentially, the way I played it was a capture the flag type scenario.
Right.
They're actually trying to kill me, man.
So you spread apart, they blow the horn, and you spread out. Now, some people guard the fort. I've seen that move because they're guarding the flag. Mm-hmm. Others go on the offensive. So, you know, it's the art of war based on...
If you're tripping on shrooms, do you want to be the defender or do you want to be the attacker? Based on how you think you're tripping. And like you said, I really, again, just in an altered state, strategy suddenly makes more sense.
Correct.
Would you feel more confident?
Yeah.
Like going on the attack or defending the flag?
Well, the things that I liked about it the last time I did it when I was sober was that I was crawling through basically a stream that was covered in rhododendron. So I was army crawling underneath these...
This is authentic paintball you're doing, Miles.
This canopy.
West Virginia, brother.
You couldn't see me. So, man, I'm picking people off like crazy because they can't see me down there. Who in the hell would drag themselves through a stream? I would, because I'm like, I...
am not sober.
I am, well, so I might have been a little high, but I'm like, I
would be worried. I would just start freaking out. It would just stay in one spot, never move.
We'll call you the sniper.
Yeah.
If I could, but like, I could also, I don't know. Like, I really like both things, but I don't know. Oh my God, I don't want to get shot today.
I'm trying to remember what we did. Like, if we all had an armband or some identification, because most people were in army camo type stuff.
Right.
Okay. Your fourth and final choice on doing one on mushrooms, going to a family reunion.
No.
See, I think I'm picking that.
Really?
Yeah.
I love shrooms. I will always espouse how much I enjoy mushrooms, how happy it makes me. The idea, this is the first time I've thought of tripping on shrooms and being somewhere and really not liking the situation.
Maybe you'll end up hanging out and talking to your cousin for an hour.
I don't want to.
But maybe you
would. I know how that's said, but I don't want to.
Yeah, I like my cousins. I want to talk to them.
I like my cousins, too, but typically if I'm not sober, it's alcohol. I can't imagine dealing with my family on shrooms.
So our men's room poll.
Oh, look at baby boy tripping on shrooms, thinking nobody don't notice.
I play food. No one don't want to play food.
He ain't eating because he's tripping on mushrooms.
And my family would be like, you haven't eaten.
If you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, vote now on our men's room poll. Do one on mushrooms, karaoke, an escape room, paintball, or a family reunion. We'll come back and play the game known as Big Dummy next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Yeehaw! Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Tom, sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Okay. Tom, you always like to play early, don't you? Just get it out of the way.
I do.
Let's see what we got here for you. Okay, our men's room poll. You're going to do what on mushrooms? Karaoke, an escape room, paintball, or a family reunion?
I'd have to say karaoke. Probably the best option for me.
Okay, what would you say?
Beatles, maybe some Doors.
So basically bands that were probably on mushrooms.
Yeah, I feel like Doors you could probably pull off tripping on mushrooms. Funny, we got a text here, Tom. You picked karaoke. The text says, the only thing I haven't done while tripping on that list is karaoke. So I've done the other three. All right, Tom, here is your question. 1, 2, 3, or 4. How many U.S. states were once republics?
1, Texas.
It was California. I'll say 4.
What, 4? Mm-hmm. It is 4. So you have Texas, California, Delaware, of all freaking places, and Hawaii. Nothing against Delaware. Just like, really? That's cute.
And then what's the difference between commonwealths and states? Like, Virginia is big on where the commonwealth, and I think Massachusetts is
there's
commonwealth.
There's 4 commonwealths in the United States. I do not remember what they are.
Pennsylvania is one, I believe.
I think Pennsylvania is one. Yeah, Virginia, Pennsylvania. Is there one in New England, maybe? Did you say Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
and Hawaii, maybe? I don't remember. I don't remember what the difference is. It's a subtle difference, but yeah, they're commonwealths, not states, and they like to remind you of that. All right, your question. What flavor of Flavor Aid was used at Jonestown?
Grape Kool-Aid.
Well, grape.
It was grape. Yeah, we'll give it. Yeah. It was, look, man, people always say there's no such thing as, like, you know, bad press. I think Kool-Aid would argue, hey, just so you know, the Jonestown Massacre in the 70s, man, that was Flavor Aid. We don't know how this
got. Yeah, but you can't say, hey, man, don't drink the Flavor Aid.
Yes, you can. Because well, no, it's based on it. Because everyone goes, hey, man, I don't drink the Kool-Aid. But Kool-Aid, like, we had nothing to do with that, man. The Kool-Aid man was like, oh, yeah, you're going to die. It was not them. But I don't drink the Kool-Aid. Like, it was Flavor Aid. Is Flavor Aid gone?
I mean, if it's around, I've never seen it.
It's like RC Cola, right? Exactly. Like, it's around.
It might exist somewhere.
But yeah, I'm just saying, it was not Kool-Aid. It was, in fact, Flavor
Aid. I mean, if they drank RC Cola, they'd say, don't drink the Coke.
I don't know. I bet you Coca-Cola would come over the top like, hey, that was Royal Crown Cola. But you can't.
I mean, who are you going to sue? It's like what Ted says with Q-tip. It's just the universal, you know,
right,
word
for usually
form.
Cotton swabs.
I still say the Xerox machine.
Do you say Xerox machine?
I do say, well, yeah.
I didn't say, my dad worked
printer,
at Xerox. I didn't even say that.
It's a printer. Yeah, I did for a number of years.
But I mean, Mama Cass didn't choke on a ham sandwich.
Right.
What did she choke on?
I don't know that she choked on anything. I think she just died.
Oh.
Well,
yeah. Okay. So you just start believing stuff because you heard
it. But the choking people can't sue. Because, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, Kool-Aid is nothing to sue. It's not like Flavor Aid said, hey, it was Kool-Aid. So they couldn't, like, sue Flavor Aid. And somehow the general public said, nah, man, it was Kool-Aid.
I really don't think it matters as much what they consumed as much as the end result.
But it's not a good attachment. Well, that's all. Yeah. It's like your uncle going to jail on child porn. Like, it wasn't me. They go, right, but he's part of your family. Even though it has nothing to do with you. So I feel like Kool-Aid's like, look, man. Stunt, steer clear.
Gave us Big Dummy 206-803 right.
Oh, she had a heart attack.
Dummy. She wasn't eating anything.
You guys don't want to let it go.
No, I'm serious.
I'm dead serious.
She wasn't eating dinner and then had a heart attack.
She just a heart attack.
Well, I mean, well, look at Gandolfini.
All right.
I have seen what he ate for dinner that night when he was in Italy, and then he has a heart attack when he's sleeping.
What did he eat? Do you remember roughly? Like standard pasta?
It was like shrimp scampi or something. He got a couple orders. He had a couple shots of tequila. I don't know why I remember this.
So he was having a good night.
He was.
Great.
He was like having dinner with his son, had a few cocktails, got a special order, got a second order of this shrimp. But we say he died of a heart attack. Whereas Mama Cass, unfortunately,
ham sandwich.
Bigger, right? This has been going on for 40 or 50 years, and she died choking on a ham sandwich.
Sure? I'm
going
to look this up. Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the bedroom.
What's up, guys?
Hola.
Jesse, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober today.
Okay. All right, Jesse, for our poll, you're doing some shrooms. Where are you doing them? Karaoke, an escape room, paintball, or a family reunion?
I think paintball sounds like a blast, so we'll
I
go
do
with
too.
That.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Okay. I think your heart would be beating like crazy.
Oh,
you might have a great mental strategy, but as far as your physical body is concerned, I think it would be really, really tough to overcome if you had to run from point A to point B.
But I think that's the part you'd enjoy. Like, your adrenaline is spiking, but even if your strategy's bad, you were so confident in your strategy. It's more the anticipation of, let me get myself in a position.
I cannot explain to you the heart rate level when that horn goes off and you start playing paintball.
Yeah.
Because the fear of the pain that you know is coming when you get shot.
Yeah.
Is it just enough to make you go, oh, God, I'm going to do everything in my power to not get shot?
Yeah. Pain has a weird way of doing that.
I'm just going with getting worried about getting stuck because I'm shrooming, right? So when I learned to snowboard, I've been going for weeks on end, right? So I was getting pretty good. And then we were just up at Snoqualmie, and this day I decided, you know what, I'll smoke weed before, not after. And I was just up on this ridge. And I remember the girl I was dating, she's like, what are you doing on that ridge? I was like, I don't know. It's like I forgot how to get down. So just you go ahead. I'll be on this ridge for a while. I'm out of the way.
I don't know how to do this right now.
Yeah, it's just like the fear of just like, oh my God.
Hang on.
I can remember looking at me. What are you doing on the ridge? I don't know. I'm scared.
Just leave me alone. Leave me alone.
She's like, we've done this 50 times. I know.
But not
honey, I'm scared. Can I stop yelling? I'm scared.
Yeah, right. All right, Jesse, here's your question. What kind of knot are neckties traditionally tied into?
Oh, gosh.
The house of...
I'm just going to go with the first thing that comes to mind. It's probably not right, but Windsor knot?
Oh, that's right, one and done. What's the difference between that and a half Windsor?
You're only half done?
Well, there's double Windsor, Windsor...
Right, it's how you tie it. It's about how involved you are with the tie.
I only know how to do one way.
Yeah, as far as my necktie goes.
It's probably the half Windsor. A lot of people learn the half Windsor.
That's the
shortest way to go, but you just throw it together, basically. You're basically just throwing together the diamond on the tie.
Did anybody have that panic as a child when you tried to put on your first tie and dad's not home?
Yes.
I had to go across the street.
Yeah, because you have no concept.
My mom had no idea.
I had a clip-on.
I had a clip-on in grade school, but like when I got to high school, they were like, you got to wear real ties. And it was like panicked.
Oh, yeah. That's a horrible moment. Hey, I
cannot believe I got that right.
Well, but now you know. Well,
Jesse, probably you sound like a guy. You're probably in a suit right now, you crazy SOB.
All right, Jesse, for your one-and-done question, here is a true or false question for you. True or false, the longest-running live-action sitcom is... It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Pennsylvania. It's rainy and crappy.
That I know as true.
How did you know that?
I saw something about it a couple seasons ago, and they're still going. So, yeah, they hit that record a couple seasons ago, but they're still going strong.
Damn. Okay. That's not the show I would have predicted.
So, was that 15 years?
17 as of now.
Right. Yeah. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Roberto. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Roberto, sober, not sober?
Sober. I'm driving to a gig.
What kind of gig you got?
I am Roberto the Magnificent, the unicycle.
Roberto, how are you, man? Yeah, after we talked to you last time, we got a ton of texts.
Yeah, where's your gig at? What will you be performing and for what audience?
I'm heading down to California for the San Mateo County Fair. So I'm doing a 10-day contract for them. And last week I did an Oklahoma City Thunder halftime, which was cool. And a couple weeks ago did a, I know, right?
Wow.
And the Pacers. But so just keeping busy.
That's cool.
Out some gigs.
Well, it sucks to watch Oklahoma City play because they're good.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, Roberto, you're doing shrooms. What are you doing? Karaoke, escape room, paintball, or a family reunion?
You know, I'm going paintball. I'd be like the Liberty Cap Rambo.
Okay.
All right, Roberto, here is your question. What are Easter Island's famous statues called? It's a collective name.
The Pieces of Eight.
The Pieces of Eight. Ah, not a bag. Are you a Styx fan?
Of course.
Okay.
That is Mr. Roboto.
I think it's called the heads.
The Moai. M-O-A-I. Moai.
Moai.
Roberto, your question. In what capital city would you find the Marley Museum?
Like the Marley, Bob Marley?
Yeah. Bob, not the dog. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. I would say... New York.
It's Ted's favorite thing to say. Kingston.
Yes.
Right next to the beach.
Roberto, what are the three branches of the U.S. federal government?
Judicial, executive, and legislative.
Boom. Well done,
nice
sir.
Job. Enjoy California. Well, yes.
What?
He said legislative.
Did he say legislative?
I mean, close enough.
Well,
I guess.
Pretend it's a Fat Albert character.
You know, legislative.
The legislative.
Here's Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Cody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Cody, sober or not sober?
I'm sober. I'm driving home with the dog to pop open Jack Daniels once I get home.
Okay. You and your dog just travel a lot together?
We want to go paint a house together.
Does he tape? What does he do?
What's the dog doing when you're painting?
just sits there and chews on a bone. Figured bring her with me.
All right. That's easy.
Okay, you're going to do one on shrooms. Is it karaoke, an escape room, paintball, or a family reunion?
I'll do paintball. Leroy Jenkins it.
Okay, all right. We have a strategy. You ignore it. Pop, 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 pop. Damn it, Leroy.
Damn, Leroy. All right, Cody, here is your question. The traditional chef's hat has 100 pleats, which symbolizes the 100 ways to cook what?
Chicken?
Pre-chicken, an egg.
Pre-chicken, the egg. You are correct. I do not know what the 100 different... I mean, you can poach, you can scramble, you can fry, you can bake.
Over easy, easy, sunny side up.
Quiche. Yeah.
Omelette. Frittata. Right.
Okay, Bubba. Okay.
Right, we're tracking.
I keep going.
You only have about 88 more to go.
Deviled eggs.
There you go.
Deviled egg salad.
Egg salad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the incredible edible egg.
Starting to sound like Bubba.
That's what he just said. I was like, yeah, you're not wrong. I'm just trying to think it out loud here.
All right, your question. What detective dies at the end of the short story, The Final Problem?
The Final Problem?
Yep. Who's the first famous detective that comes to mind?
I'm only thinking of Pulp Fiction, so I'm just going to say Samuel Jackson.
Sherlock Holmes?
Or Sherlock Holmes.
Detective Samuel L. Jackson.
I'm here investigating a mother effing murder. I'm
going to figure this mother effer out.
Holmes. Yeah, Detective Holmes.
Detective Holmes, man.
Holmes. He's after us.
Who? Holmes.
He's got the pipe, man.
Is Watson still alive even though Holmes died?
You know, I don't know.
I think so. I think all he's right. The one telling the story.
I might be wrong.
Yes. Oh, you know that.
Oh, now he
now
knows.
You know Sherlock yeah. Holmes.
Samuel Jackson's
the detective. Because I know from the, who's in it? Iron Man. He's in the Sherlock movies.
Yep. What's his face? Robert Downey RDJ, Jr.
Yeah, I saw the second one, and he's surprised Watson's describing it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
The only reason why I know that now.
Thank you, Robert Downey Jr., a.k.a. Iron Man.
Yeah.
Soon to be Dr. Doom. All right, your question. What, you don't like that pick?
No.
Why?
I hope they bring it around. I really do. You can't have the same guy in the same doggone universe. I'm sorry, you just can't.
But he's wearing a mask.
You just can't, man. It's like having Harrison Ford play somebody else in Star Wars later on in the movie. It doesn't work.
I can't argue that. All right, your question. What is converted into alcohol during brewing?
Barley, wheat?
Yeast? Sugar.
Sugar.
Yeah. When the yeast farts, your beer's ready.
Question number four.
Dorsal fins are on the backs of whales. What's the name of the fins on the underside? My D fin.
Ventral.
We just don't talk about them as much because we don't see them as much. That's it.
The dorsal fin really brought to prominence because of Jaws.
I mean,
sharks out there with the doggone dorsal
fin. I think it depends on your age, but certainly for my age group, absolutely.
Right, before that, did anybody actually know it was called the dorsal fin?
We didn't care about sharks. Like, maybe your buddy had a fish aquarium, but because they were completely submerged, they just had fins. And then, right, you watch Jaws, and dorsal fin got permanently embedded in my mind. All right. Your question.
And he's gone.
Are you still here?
No, I'm here.
I thought I heard the phone dog.
Damn, Ted trying to chase Cody off. I don't know what you did to Ted, Cody, but man.
He's just gone.
All right, your question.
I was just going to ask him if he's seen the new Chris Stapleton song for the F1 soundtrack.
I have. Actually, the Dom Dollar song on there is pretty good, too.
I'd say it's a good song.
It is.
All right, Cody, your question. What are the dots on dice and dominoes called?
Dice and dominoes.
I can give you a hint. Gladys Knight's backup band.
I thought so.
All right. Gladys Knight's backup band. I'm just going to guess the dots.
And the dots.
Now, Pips.
Pips.
Okay.
All right, Cody, hang on the line for us.
We'll come back with question number six and more of Big Dummy coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.